Welcome to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, Tough to Understand. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is one of the Sundays we vary just a bit from our brothers and sisters in other churches who also follow the common lectionary of Scripture readings. We still have the same readings, but with a different focus. In our Christian Church Disciples of Christ tradition, we do not put the emphasis on the Holy Trinity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that many other churches do. Some quite strongly. I do think it is important to consider the idea of the Trinity at least a bit today. And certainly, for many of us who have come out of other traditions, this is very familiar. The idea of the Holy Trinity is, in essence, that we have one God and only one God, but that God is manifest in three different ways. Three different manifestations or persons. As I mentioned, Father, Son, and Spirit. Not an easy concept to grasp, and it makes for a very confusing understanding of God and of the divine. But before we simply toss that aside, I'd like to consider for a moment water. Water is, of course, a major element in our Christian practices, as we are baptized in the waters of rebirth. Let's think about that for just a bit. Water. A simple pitcher of water that on a hot day in Florida can sure quench one's thirst can provide a powerful example for us as well. We could divide that pitcher of water into three portions. One portion we freeze and it becomes a solid ice. A second portion we cause to evaporate within a container to be in gaseous form as water vapor or perhaps steam. The third portion remains in the pitcher as a liquid, water. Different manifestations of the same water. Different in form, but the same in substance. If we melt that ice and condense that vapor, returning both back to the pitcher, we again simply have water. Why can't God be like that as well? The same God coming to us in different forms. That same God manifest in the world in different forms. Not competing, but working together as one to bring God's love and hope to the world. In today's gospel lesson, we were reminded again of being reborn. Nicodemus didn't get it. How can one be born when one is old, he wanted to know. Jesus was, of course, not talking about a physical birth or rebirth, but a spiritual one. Being made new with God's Spirit as an integral part of who we are. And that applies individually and to us collectively as well. This past Wednesday, a number of us met here with Pastors Rodriguez and Wachter. It was an opportunity to open our minds and our hearts to one another and to God. And hopefully for those of us present, that is what happened. We shared thoughts and we listened to thoughts, especially thoughts regarding the future of this congregation. I know for myself, I am seeing things a bit differently since that meeting, and perhaps you are too. That our property would be sold and we would get another building seemed very likely. But John spoke of how difficult that would be since we have so few people and few, if any, who are up to the challenge of a major building project, even if it is an existing building that we would renovate. I hadn't really thought about that issue in quite those terms or to that extent. And sometimes it takes listening to hear another point of view, another perspective. We later divided into four small groups to openly share some thoughts. In our group, Jensine, almost tearfully, shared a thought that touched me. She spoke of how there is a cycle of life for all living things, including people, and including the institutions we create, such as churches. She spoke of how this church has lived and served here in Lehigh Acres for many years, but that maybe, like people, the time has come that this church has reached the end of its lifetime. That as sad as that may be, it is a possibility that when the property is sold, it may be time to close the doors of First Christian Church. Something we do need to seriously consider. Something I didn't want to think about, but needed someone to open my eyes to. And I thank you for that. In the third chapter of Ecclesiastes are these familiar words. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. All of that doesn't sound very optimistic and hopeful. But we have just come through the Easter season. Did we pay attention? A big part of the Easter message is that from death comes new life. That is the core of our journey from the cross to Easter and beyond. That rebirth applies to each of us as followers of Christ. But it also applies to our church. We don't know what the future holds. And whether we've done things right or wrong is between each of us and God. We can have opinions, but to judge one another is for God. And God is quite capable of dealing with each of us without our help. This church, First Christian Church, could be here for a long time or not. But if this church closes, that is not the end, but can be a new beginning. Indeed, a rebirth of sorts. Something we talked about a bit in our little group. Resources from the sale of this property could fund scholarships with a statement of who we were as a people of faith to be read in the presentation each year. Resources could significantly fund projects to help the homeless or the hungry in this community in Jesus' name. There could be a project or service that hasn't even been dreamt of. Perhaps a new community of faith, a new church will come into existence. Or perhaps our varied gifts and talents will be made useful in other faith communities. Or God may keep us right where we are. One way or another, the Church of Jesus Christ will continue in Lehigh Acres, whether through the First Christian Church, the Second Christian Church, or the 10,000th Christian Church. The future will be different from the past. That is inevitable. That isn't good. It isn't bad. It is simply reality. And yes, it can be tough to understand and to accept. If God can be manifest in different ways, yet still be God, certainly the church, and yes, this church, can be manifest in different ways, yet still be Christ's church. Whether First Christian Church has months to live or years to live, we don't know. But going forward, we need to live faithfully as followers, as disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the words of Isaiah, "Here I am, send me. Here we are, send us." May it be so. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Lord God, we don't know what the future holds. And at times, we certainly don't understand why things happen the way they do. We pray that you will guide our path and help each of us to open our hearts and minds to one another and to you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Goeckeler was entitled, "Tough to Understand." For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.